The fifth chapter, rather, and the 12th verse we began on last night. Amen. But tonight we are going to be talking to you in 1 John. Over in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. Amen tonight. Amen. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. Now, amen, we must know, as we said, how Jesus walked. He come to bring us a bundle of love, we said last night. And tonight, amen, we're going to talk about tonight, amen, the love of nature. The love of nature. Amen. Now, you cannot, amen, have this abundant love unless you have the, amen, the love of nature. Huh? Look at somebody that said, love nature.
Love nature.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. The love nature. Amen. Does somebody tell me what it means about the nature? Amen. What does it mean about the nature? Nature. Huh? Huh? The characteristics of the individual. Amen. It's someone else have something, have another one. Amen. Praise God. Huh? The nature of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got to have the characteristic of that individual. Huh? Amen. The love of nature. Amen. Praise God. And we said that in John 3:16, for what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. This love was the greatest love that was. Amen. That Jesus had, God had that. Amen. Praise God. To give, what did he give him? He gave what? He gave his only begotten Son. Amen. Praise God. He gave the... Amen. We will say he gave what? He gave what? He gave his what? He gave his all. He gave his all. That was his only begotten Son.
Oh?
Amen. His only begotten Son. He gave his all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, amen. So we need the love nature of him so that we can be willing to walk well in the footstep of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. To be willing to give our all. Don't get no amen now. Amen. Would you, amen, give your all? Amen. If you saying that you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and you say that I want to be like Jesus when he come, amen. Now, if you want to be like Jesus when he come, then, amen, first, amen, and then we got to want to, amen, walk in his footsteps and to be willing to give your all.
Right.
Amen. And that's what I see about the nature of him. Amen. The nature of him. Amen. So, amen. God is love.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God is love.
Glory.
Amen. Praise God. He didn't say maybe he is. He didn't say I think he is. Amen. But it's a possible ability. And amen. Have given, amen, assurance. Amen. That God is love. Amen. Let's see what the scripture says. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8.
He that loveth not knoweth not God.
Amen. He that loveth not, he that loveth not. And there's a continuation there. Amen. He that loveth not. Amen. A continuation. Amen. Praise God. You see, some folks say, I love you, and they will love you as long as you do what they want them to do. They want you to do. And when you get so where you can't do what they said do, then the continuation, it stops. Amen. Amen. And love, they love you until, amen, as long as you going along with their mess. Amen. As long as you going along with their thing. Come on here now. And tell you, say, I love you. Praise God. But when you quit going along with their mess and with their thing, praise God, and then you'll find out where a love is. Amen. Their love, amen, breaks away. All right. And amen. But he said, he that loveth not. He that loveth not. Amen. He that loveth not. So now, amen, if we're going to be like God, and we're going to have the divine nature of God. That's what the love is the divine nature of God. Right. One of his divine nature. Love. Praise God. Amen. And God have given us, we're going to see here tonight, that he given us that divine nature. We saw last night that God given us that divine nature. His divine nature, that we might, amen, have that abundantly love. Yeah. Amen. Have that abundant love. Now, somebody said, well, I have learned to love Bishop Hardy. Well, amen, you all not to have to say that, because love ought to automatically be there.
All right.
If you say you love God, and then, amen, it shouldn't be no learning. Right. And there should not be no understanding. Amen. Praise God. I just got to understand Bishop Hopkins. Shouldn't be no understanding. Praise God. Because we all the, amen, the nature of God ought to make us act the same. It ought to make us talk the same. Amen. Praise God. It ought to make us live the same. Praise God. So it ought to make us one. And it should not, you know, as we being brothers and sisters, then we ought to know how to love one another and know how to get along with one another. We ought to understand one another.
Amen.
It just gets me, amen, and when folks, saints come along and say, well, I just can't understand such and such someone. Amen. Praise God. Got to be something wrong with that individual.
Yeah.
Even something wrong with you.
All right.
Amen. Because, amen, if both of us got the divine nature of a God, then it ought to make us, amen, be able to understandable.
Yeah.
It ought to make us understandable.
All right.
Huh? Amen. All right. Let's see what the scripture says. I just want to just wait tonight just to get here. I want to see what's going to happen. Amen. In the word of God, what the word is going to talk about. Amen. What it says.
He that loveth not.
He that loveth not.
Knoweth not God.
You don't know God. You don't know God. You don't know God. If your love cuts on and off.
All right. Wait.
You don't know God.
All right.
Amen. Because God, amen, love does not cut on and off.
Yeah.
It's not sometime up and sometime down, God's love. And not almost level to the ground. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God's love is always the divine, amen, nature of God, that we inherit this. We inherit this. This is for us. Amen. Praise God for you and you and you and for them. Amen. And afar off, even as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
We inherit this. Huh? Amen. So God's love don't cut off, you know. It's not sometime up and sometime down. Amen. So now we're going to be like Jesus in that honey. We're going to walk in his footsteps. Then we got to have, amen, the love, this love, the, amen, divine nature. Divine nature of love. All right. So what it said, book?
For God is love.
For God is love. Amen. It didn't say maybe he loved, but he is love. Amen. Praise God. And if you say you got God, then, amen. Sister Nasa says she got God, then, amen. Praise God. She got love. And I ought to understand her. And I ought to, amen. Praise God. Amen. And she ought to understand me. Amen. Because I say I got the love of God. I got God. If I got God, then I got love. I got the divine nature of God. Amen. Come on, book on line. I got to see what it said tonight.
In this was manifested the love of God.
Amen. It was manifested the love of God
toward us.
Amen. Toward us. Amen. And it ought to work in us.
All right.
It ought to show in us.
Amen.
Amen. Always it ought to be in your mind, and it is to try to help somebody.
Thank you.
Amen. That's what the love of God was to even constrain to go and to help somebody and to do for somebody and to feed somebody and to, amen, to help somebody. Come on here now. Amen. The love of God. If you say you got the love of God, and then it ought to make you want to do something to help somebody. Amen. That you want to constrain and do something. Amen. Go out your way to help somebody.
All right.
And to do for somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get no amen now.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, look what it said.
Because that God sent his only begotten son.
God sent who?
His only
because
begotten
son. Because God sent, amen, his only. He sent his all. Said that before. In the beginning, he sent his all, his only begotten son. Amen. That we might have this love. Because of that, because God is love. Praise God. He sent his only begotten, sent a fruit from God. Amen. A fruit from God that we might be able, amen, to inherit, amen, this fruit. Amen. And take on this divine love. Amen. Praise God. We inherit from the Son. That's what it says. Read book.
That we might live through him.
That we might live through him. That we might know his way. Amen. Praise God. And his footstep. And walk in his footstep as showing this divine nature of love. Huh? Amen. Showing the divine nature of love. So it's important that the church even has, amen, received this divine nature of love. It's important for each of us to, amen, to, we sing the songs that this light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So if you have the light, amen, and everybody got a light, and then don't have to make it shine because it's shining in you because you got Jesus. Because the Bible said Jesus is the light.
Amen. All right.
He's the light of the world. So if he's the light of the world, and then you say you got Jesus, then you ought to have the light.
Amen.
You ought to have the light. Don't doubt about it. You got the light.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So all you got to do now is just let it shine.
Let it shine. All
right.
Amen.
Amen. Let it shine. I'm telling him. And Little Brown the thing. Amen. She got a light. Amen. Praise God. And in her. And then, amen, somebody give her a whole lot of lights. I said, you got natural light and you got spiritual light. Amen. A whole lot of lights you got here. Amen. So my God, it ought to be shining up. Amen. That corner over there ought to be shining. I mean, it's so bright over there. And everybody ought to be able to see it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's just so nice to have Jesus. Huh? Amen. So nice to have Jesus. When you got the light, praise God, and then it works for you.
All right.
It shines for you. It leads you. It guides you into all truth. The light of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Amen. We're talking about the divine nature of love. Love nature. Praise God. Amen. The love nature, it is God. Amen. Because God is what?
Love.
Don't y'all forget that now. Somebody asked you, said, what is the God? What is the nature of love? Amen. You tell them, amen. God is the nature of love. Amen. Because God is love. That's what the scripture says. God is love. Amen. That's the nature. Amen. Praise God. And we ought to have that nature. Amen. That divine nature of God through, amen, having the abundantly of love. Last night we talked about abundant of love. All right, let's see what it says. Scripture says, two and nine.
For in him.
For in him, amen. Not out of him. Amen. For in him
dwelleth all the fullness.
So what is he saying? Saying that we ought to be in him. Every child of God got to be in him for he can be able, or she can be able to inherit, amen, these, praise God, walks of God. Amen. These divine nature of God, it got to be well. Got to be in him. Amen. So everybody can't speak this. Everybody can't talk this. Praise God. Amen. They got to have this divine nature of love. Amen. For, amen, the scripture saying you got to be in him. All right? In him
dwelleth all the fullness.
In him dwelleth all the fullness
of the Godhead bodily.
Amen. In him dwelleth all the fullness. All the fullness. Praise God. Of the Godhead body. Praise God. You want to be like Jesus? Oh, how I long to be like him. I want to be meek and lowly. High and holy. That's what the song said. That's what we sang. Amen. Praise God. That's what we're saying. Amen. I want, oh, how I long. Amen. To be like Jesus. I want to be meek and lowly. Huh? Holy. Praise God. Amen. How I long. They ain't not talking about your mama. Not talking about your father. Not talking about your sister or your brother. Amen. But how, oh, how I long. Amen. I long. You got to long. Amen. And long, when a person is long, they are thirsty for it. They are reaching out for it. They want it. They got to have it. Yeah. Praise God. Oh, how I long to be like him. I want to be like him. Oh, how I long to be like him. So we got to be like him. Amen. And the only way you're going to be like him, then you got to take up this divine nature of love. Amen. Praise God. By being where? That's it, by being in him. In him. Praise God. Not out of him. But you got to be in him.
All
right. Praise God. See, we got so many folks that out of him, that's why they can do what they want to do. But when you get in him, then you can't do what you want to do.
All right.
Huh? All right. Amen. Praise God. You can't go where you want to go.
Right.
You can't talk like you want to talk. Come on here now. You can't live like you want to live. Praise God. When you get in him, praise God, he said, them that are healed, yes. Glory to be God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Them that are healed, them that are mine, he said, they are, amen, I chases them.
All
right. Otherwise, you can't go where you want to go. Amen. God got a bit in your mouth.
Yes.
Huh? Amen. Right. And every time you try to go contrary to where he wants you to go, he pulls you around.
Right.
He pulls your head around. Amen. And amen. Praise God. That's why the man put the bit in the horse's mouth. Amen. So he can, amen, not pull the body around. Amen. He not pull the body, but he pull the head around. He know the body's going to move, going to go around.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. God, amen, deal with the head. Amen. He said, let this mind be in you. Where the mind ought to be? It ought to be in your head, in your brain. He put a bit in your mouth. Amen. That he might lead you. So you, in order for him to put the bit in your mouth, then you yourself got to do what? Get in him. Get in him. And them that are him, he said, are mine, he said, I chases them.
All right.
Chases them. All right. Let's see what it says.
And ye are complete in him.
Oh, no, 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 no. Amen. Amen. Complete in him. So what are you going back to? Going back to what I first stated. Going back to what I first stated. Amen. Praise God. If you say you got God and you got love. And you, and praise God, you don't need it. Amen. Talking about I got to learn how to love so the hour. Amen. Amen. Because if you got God, And Sister Ella got God to do, amen, and love ought to be all around. Because we are where? We are complete. Don't forget that. We are complete in Him. Praise God. He didn't leave nothing out. Amen. When you get the divine nature of God, divine nature of love of God, then you complete in Him. Huh? Amen. You got everything that you need to make you well, complete. To make you perfect. To make you love your brother. To make you love your enemy. To call, amen, to do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. You will have the divine nature. This was the nature of God. Yes. Amen. The love of God. Amen. They beat him and they whipped him. And he, amen, he had so much of love. So he said, what did he say? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. You know, somebody going to beat you all night long.
Glory,
and going to whip you all night long. And going to drag you, and amen, up and down the streets all night long. Come on here now. Praise God. Put a cross on your shoulder. Praise God. And tell you to get up. They're like you a horse.
All right, now.
Amen. You ain't no horse. Praise God. Amen. But they took Jesus there like he was a horse. And put the cross on his shoulder, and they took the whip, and they got behind and told him to get up. Said somebody was kicking. Get over there. Get over there. And then, praise God, and somebody, praise God, was spitting on. And somebody was calling them names. Come on here now. Amen. It spitting in his face and was calling them names. And all of this, they was carrying on. So, amen. But, amen, in that divine nature of the love of God, amen, we let him fight back. We let him, amen, take any other thought. Amen, praise God. Say, I hate you. I don't like you. Get away from me. Amen. It didn't take, none of that took place. Amen. He carried that cross because he said, I did it for my friend, for the love of my people. He did it for you and I, that he might be able to bring us to the fore.
Glory.
To bring us to where we are now. Huh? Amen. Praise God. So we need that divine nature so we can ask God to forgive our enemy. Amen. Forgive, Lord, the one that's fighting against me. Forgive the one that sit up and laugh at you in your face and have you laughing with them.
Yes.
So you got folks do that. They'll be laughing at you, after you. Come on here now. Amen. And all the same time they have you laughing and you don't know what they're laughing about. They laughing and gigging. Amen. Don't tell me about folks. I know
amen.
Them.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. But God said, forgive them, Lord, for they know it not what they are doing. Amen. Praise God. See, so we got to have the divine nature of God if we want to be like him.
Right.
And then we got to act like him. We got to walk like him.
Yes.
And we got to talk like him. So, amen, that we can walk like. What that last clause said?
That ye are complete in him.
You are complete in him. Not maybe you complete, but you definitely are complete in him. Praise God. You have all, amen, the necessary thing, amen, so that you might be able to walk in this world, amen, praise God, free and separated from sin. And you are complete in him, read.
Which is the head of all principality.
Which is the head of all principality.
And power.
And power, amen, of the Godhead.
Amen.
Amen. He is the head of the Godhead. The fullness, amen, of the Godhead. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So what is he talking about? We just like him. We have his image. We have his image. And if we don't have his image, then we ought to get like him. Amen. You see the night, and you see that you don't have it, you don't have that, you got hatred in you, you're somebody that you don't, you just don't like, and somebody that, amen, done you wrong, or what have you, and you, and if there's something that built up in you, then you need to go in there and get it straightened out so you can have this divine nature. So it's because if God shall come, and heaven forbid that he come, amen, and then you just like that, you won't go back with it. Only the one that has his divine nature. Only the one that, amen, praise God, has, amen, prayed and asked God for forgiveness. Forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. He said, get rid of that. Amen. Praise God. All right, what is that?
In whom also ye are circumcised.
All right, we are circumcised.
With the circumcision.
With the circumcision.
Made without hands.
Amen. And that was made by hands.
Without hands.
Without hands. All right. Amen. St. John chapter 1, verse 16. We're going to move quickly. Amen. We're going to kind of let you out the same time we let out last night. We ain't going to hold you all night long. We just going to have church this week. And we are just going to come and reason together. Says the Lord. I told him on the radio I will be preaching and I will be teaching. Amen. This week. Praise God.
Right.
And this is what we're going to do. We are preaching and we are teaching this week. Amen. Praise God. And if you come, I'm sure you're going to learn something. And I know you're going to learn something. Praise God. We're going to make sure you learn something. And of his fullness
have all we received.
We have been what?
Received.
Some of us.
All.
Don't leave that out. Don't leave that out. Amen. Praise God. Don't leave that out. Amen. Because going back to what I just said from the beginning.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. I don't need to have to, I don't have to worry about that. Amen. I learned to love Sister Nasi. Amen. Praise God. I don't have to worry about it. I have to learn to love her. Amen. Because it's automatic. Because, amen, we all have what? The divine nature. Praise God. So she got to have it, and she ain't got it, then, amen, she ought to know, ought to love me. And I ought to love her. You understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible said we all have. We all have received. We all got it. Come on here now. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So we are in the body, in the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we in that divine nature of Jesus Christ, of God, then, amen, we are filled, amen, of God's, amen, divine nature. Amen. And it ought to call them up, amen, to automatic have, amen, that divine love nature of God. Amen. We all have it. We all have it. Amen. So if you don't, then if it acting, if what you got is acting contrary to what we are saying tonight, then I say, I beg you, then you ought to go and try to get it straightened out.
All right.
Start working on it. Amen. Where you can clarify. Amen. Because it's supposed to be clicking and acting the same that, amen, that I have. And what you got, it ought to be clicking and acting the same. Amen with you. Same. There ought not be no difference.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, we all got it. Read the book.
And of his fullness.
And of God's fullness.
Have all we received.
Amen. All we have received, it is the nature of God. Read.
And grace. For grace.
Amen. And for grace.
And grace for grace.
And for grace for grace. Amen. Grace, what is grace? God of merit favor. We got his favor. We got God's favor. Amen. We are like him. Amen. His favor was to make us like him. Amen. We ought to be willing to forgive. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to forgive and forget.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, read.
17.
Mm-hmm.
For the law was given by Moses.
and truth came by Jesus Christ.
No man has seen God at any time.
Nobody has seen God at any time. Because God is a spirit.
Amen. The only begotten Son.
He's the only begotten Son.
Which is in the bosom of the Father.
He's in the bosom of the Father.
Right. He had declared
so him. He sit on the right hand of the Father. Which is the bosom of the Father, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. That's where the folks get all mixed all up. Amen. Talking about amen. That amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But what the Scripture says, he where he's in the bosom.
In the bosom.
In the bosom. So he is he in the bosom, and so he sits on the right hand of the Father. Is there not no two gods? That's all that verse?
Yes,
all right, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. Amen. Chapter 4 and verse 16. I'll move quickly. I got quite a few scriptures. We may not be able to get them all tonight, but we will come back to this. Amen. Because we're talking about, praise God, amen, the divine nature of love of God. Amen. Praise God. And abundantly of love. Abundantly of love. Praise God. Amen. So abundantly, amen, we said on last night that otherwise there's enough for everybody.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Biff don't have it all.
All right.
She can't get it all.
All right.
Huh? Hey, Mother Vine can't have it all.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Amen. Sister Simpson, she can't have it all.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, because it is enough for everybody.
Amen.
It's enough for everybody, Brother Ronnie. Amen. The abundance of love.
Amen.
Abundance of love. All right, let's see. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
And we have known and believed that the love that God had to us.
Amen. We have. Amen. Who are we talking about? Talking about the saints.
Amen.
Amen. The believers.
Amen. Amen.
The believers. Amen. Praise God. He ain't talking about no anybody. Amen. Praise God. See folks out there getting this thing all mixed all up because they don't know no better. And he ain't got nobody to teach them and tell them what the Word of God said. Amen. He ain't talking about them. Amen. No folks out there. Amen. Scrapping the fence. No people that are out of God. Amen. Amen. They're out of God. You're talking about the people that are in God. That's what we got to read in that other verse.
Amen.
We got to be in Him, right?
Amen.
Amen. We are in Him. So now He ain't talking about them folks that are out of Him. He's talking about those that are in Him. And if we preach this and we teach this and we teach it to our loved ones and teach it to our family, praise God, our family, and tell them and try to and show them the right and the body, then we can get somebody saved.
Amen.
All right.
And then stick to it. Stick to what being said. But we see, we too far straddle the fence because we love our kids so folks so much that we don't want them to leave us and we don't want them to not love us. We don't want them to, amen, praise God, to show no other, amen, way of course us. So we go along with them. They all said, we are all saved, and we are all going to the same place, and we all, and you know, see, well, if we preach this thing like it ought to be, then we won't have a problem.
All right.
We'll get folks to church. People come into church, but we got to get with this and stick with this. Amen. Praise God. You're not going to heaven if you don't, amen, get in Christ Jesus. You don't have no part of heaven unless you get in Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. Praise God. See, love you or not love you, praise God, you telling the truth, then God, amen, going to reward you for telling them the truth.
Amen.
All right, what is that book?
God is love.
God is love.
And he that dwelleth in love.
Amen, amen. God is love. Amen. He is the divine love. And he that do what?
Dwelleth in love.
He that dwelleth, get in it. Get in it. Dwelleth. Get in love. That's what he's talking about. Not out of love. But get in it, dwell in it.
That's what it said. I don't want to say in, right?
Yes.
Say in love. He that dwelleth in love.
Dwelleth in God.
Amen. Then they dwell well.
In God.
In God. So you got love. You got love. And what it said?
And God in him.
And who is in him?
God in him.
And who is in him?
God in him.
God is in him. Praise God. And no doubt about it. It didn't say maybe in him. Amen. And he said God is in him. He abided in him. Abided in him. Before, amen, we was in him. And that's what the other scripture said. We must abide in him, right? Amen. We'll be in him. Now he said God is in us now. Amen. Vice versa. God is in us. Huh? He walking up and down in us, so we can't do, amen, what we want to do. We can't act like we want to act. So God abided in us. And God, and the scripture said that God does not do what? Does not, amen, abide in a what? An unclean temple. That's it. So in all the way for him to abide in you, then you got to straighten up and fly right. Amen. So if you got to straighten up and fly right, so what about the folks out there going to church every Sunday? What about the people, say, man, praise God, that's saying that going to church singing, holy, holy, Lord God about it, then they going doing what they want to do? Huh? Amen. Praise God. God doesn't dwell in an unclean temple. That's what it said. He said he abide in you. So if he abide in you, you got to be ready for him to abide in you. Otherwise, by cleaning up your temple, putting down, amen, those nasty ways and those nasty things that the world does out there. Straighten up, what I'm saying, and fly right. Amen. Come on, what it say? Y'all talk to me. Don't be scared. Talk to me. What it say, book? Oh, I got them stunned now. Come on, Super Nazi. Got the hand.
Here is our love.
Amen. Here is our love.
Herein is
right.
Our love.
All right, thank you. Herein
is our love.
Amen. Praise God. Herein is
our
love. Where is it at?
Made perfect.
Where is the love at?
In God.
All right. Amen. Look at somebody and say, neighbor. It's perfect. It's just perfect. Amen. Don't need no fixing up. Don't need no dressing. Amen. Praise God. It's perfect. Here it is. Amen. Our love. And it's perfect. Amen. Praise God. So they don't need you talking about what I got to learn to love nobody.
All right. All right. Amen.
I got to learn to love. Amen. Just a little. And I got to learn to love, amen, Mother Brown. The Bible said, here it is. And it's perfect. Amen, it's perfect. And what else it says?
That we may have boldness.
Look what it said, that we might have boldness. Look what it said. That we might have boldness.
In the day of judgment.
Amen. That we might be able to stand.
All
right. Praise God. That we might be able to stand. We can stand up. Amen. We're boldness. Right. On the throne of God. We won't have to look down.
Right.
We won't have to look around.
Right.
Turn around. Praise God. Amen. God is talking. He got the book open. He's talking to us. And we got to turn our face. God. We know we wasn't earnest. We didn't do what he said do. We didn't perform or profess none of these, praise God, divine nature of God. Otherwise, we wouldn't like him. So we can't look at him. So we got to turn our head. Amen. But we can stand boldly.
Lord help me tonight. Amen. We can stand boldly. Amen. Look at them in the face while you talk to us. So there were some folks, you know, praise God, amen. And they can go get their pay on their job, on the natural job. Amen. Praise God. But earnest, being earnest, amen. Some folks, amen, didn't work. Didn't give the man a good honest day's week work. Come on here now. Praise God. When the man left, they left the job too. Went out, went around, playing around, talking and gossiping, so what? They didn't give a good, but they can go to, on that day when the payday comes, they can go to the window, go to, amen, the paymaster, and they can just spend there and get their money. But if you would be honest about it, then, amen, you couldn't stand up bold and receive it.
Glory.
That's what it means. Amen, amen. The Lord says, if you've been faithful, Sister Simulilla, amen. Praise God. And then you know how we do. We mumble something.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Did you run well? You got the record right there about your running.
Glory.
Huh? Amen. He knows about your running. He knows about your faithfulness. He knows about all of that. Amen. Because he got it all on the record. See, he said that the angel got a book. And the book was open, and another book was open.
Amen.
Oh. Angel hold one. Then God hold one. Amen. Got a record of all of our good deeds, our works. Amen. Because it's got to be match up to Jesus, his divine nature. Our everyday walk, our everyday talking, our everyday, amen, serve the Lord is that it has to measure up to the divine nature of God. Otherwise, we sing that, oh, how long to be like him. Amen. And then every day with Jesus, we sang the song, it has been sweeter than the day before.
All right.
If it has been sweeter than the day before, every day with Jesus has been sweeter. And David, what are you talking about? He's talking about that, praise God, that I have been walking in his will and in his nature. Amen. So it's sweeter than the day before. So if we ain't did that, then praise God, we're not in his will, not ready. We ain't ready yet. Amen. I know whatever crazy before I get all of that. Oh yeah, I got it right here. Mm-hmm. Read book.
Because as he is.
You know, a lot of folks can read into the book, but they can read in the book, but they don't understand what it's talking about. A lot of folks can read it, but still they don't understand what it's saying. Amen. Amen. What it says?
Because as he is.
Look at him. Because as who is?
God
and,
is.
Amen. Because as God is.
So are we in this world.
We ought to be like that. Amen. When we get to heaven?
In this world.
No, when we get to heaven. No. I'm gonna get better. When I get to heaven. I'm gonna go sweeping through, and I'm gonna shout, and I'm gonna put on my long white robe, and I'm gonna shout, and I'm gonna sit with the Father, I'm gonna talk with the Son, chat with the Son, and you know what them folks say? They ain't chat with him when they were down here.
All right.
I'm gonna be with him, and I'm gonna go on over, and I'm gonna see old man Moses, and I'm gonna talk with with Moses, and then I'm gonna move on over there, and I'm gonna talk with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and I'm gonna go on over there, and I'm gonna see my mother, and I'm gonna talk to my mother, and I'm gonna talk to my papa, and all this old kind of stuff. Amen. When they get to heaven, because they ain't talked to them, they ain't time to talk to them down here, because
right.
They were so busy doing their thing.
That's true.
Lord, help us tonight. I wish I had a whole staff of healing.
All right.
To hear that.
All right.
Amen. They need to hear. They need to hear. Amen. I wish I had him. Well, I'm going to let him hear. I'll put the tape in there. It ain't going to run. The Bible said he didn't have the ear, let him hear what the Spirit had to say to the church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we got to be what? Read it, brother, again. Because as he is,
so are we in this world.
So as he, we in this world. We got to be like him. We got to have this divine nature of love. And have the divine nature of love. So, amen, amen. So as he will, amen, now here on this earth, we got to have it. We got to be like him. So meek and lowly, high and holy, humble and holy. Oh, how long to be like him. Praise God. We got to have this lonely. Amen. To be like him. Praise God. Nobody can even leave talking to folks, the people get that lonely. They want to get the lonely. They want to, amen. They want to quit their thing.
All right.
Quit doing what they want to do.
Right.
See, amen. And they want to walk away from it. They want to get out of it. And when they get to that, get to that, then they get somewhere. Well, you can keep talking to them, talk to them, your tongue fall out. And amen, it ain't gonna help them at all until they get that lonely. Amen. Lonely to do what? To see him. And to be like him. Read it again, brother.
Because as he is.
Because as he is.
So are we in this world.
So as we that are in this world. Amen. Read.
There is no fear in love.
Look at him. There is no fear in love. Praise God. No fear. Ain't nobody need to feel. Amen. Love. Praise God. If you say you got it, then you got it. And if the one that you're dealing with got it, and then you won't have to worry about them. Amen. Praise God. Because the love works the same.
All right.
Both of you got the divine nature of God, and it ought to act the same.
Amen.
It ought to deal with each other the same.
Yeah.
Because the divine nature, we have that same nature of God. And we got to die here on this earth. It ain't gonna wait till we get to heaven to help God. Amen. Want to visit the sick and want to do something with somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Jesus says, amen, when I was sick, that you visit me not.
Amen.
Then when you are homeless, that you didn't feed me.
Right.
Amen. And then they said, the Lord said, when were you was sick? They didn't even know he was sick.
All right.
When was you hungry? And we didn't go with it. But they want to get to heaven so they can visit him. Or they can talk to him. But they can tell him all about their troubles. He don't want you to tell him about no trouble when you get to heaven. He wants you to tell him about it now.
Amen.
Well, he can help you to get ready.
All right,
now. Because if you long to see him, then you got to get ready down here.
Amen.
What is that, brother?
But perfect love casteth out all fear.
You see what it said? Perfect love casteth out all fear. So we don't have to be worried about no fear.
Right.
I mean, look, worry about love, because love is of God.
Amen.
And perfect love, amen, it casteth out fear. So you don't have to be fearing, amen, that if I'm loving the right person, if I'm making a mistake, amen, loving this person, and if I'm making a mistake, we're all going to have that perfect love. Now, when we get Jesus, we got, well, that perfect love.
Amen. I don't know.
What is it?
Because fear has torment.
Look what it said. Fear has torment. When you get around, amen, folks that are always fearing what they say about me, fearing about what they don't like me, fearing about, amen, they just talking about me.
Right.
Yeah, you see, look at that, see, look at that. They don't like me, they talk about me. there's something wrong with you.
All right.
Because it's going to cause you after a while to want to try to strike back. Amen. That fear getting you and cause you to want to strike back and want to do something evil to them. To get even well. So we don't want, we got the love of God in us and got God, then we got the love in us. God's love and his divine nature of love. Amen. What is that? Fear casteth out evil. Read.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
If you fear, amen, you ain't made perfect in love. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Read.
We love him. Because he first loved us.
Amen. That's what we ought to do. We ought to love him because he first loved us. Amen. Read.
If a man say,
I love God.
And hateth his brother.
Do what? And hated who?
His brother.
Hated his brother.
He is a liar.
That's what he said. He's a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody loved God and then he want to do something to hurt his brother.
All right.
Now everybody not your brother.
Amen.
So we got it. We say we love God, and then, amen, and then you shouldn't have no hatred in your heart, amen, to your brother.
Right.
You say you ain't not healed if you got that in you. Read, brother.
For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God?
Look what he said. How can you love God? Amen. You telling me you love God and love and hate your brother who you see every day. And how you say you love God? You ain't seen God. You haven't seen him because God is a spirit. Praise God. And by this tonight, amen, we all the, amen, are the love of a brother. We all do other brothers if we have different do other brothers. Amen. We should show the love every day because we have the divine nature of God. Amen. The divine nature of God, of that love. Praise God. And we ought to show it by doing, amen, what we can for our brother. For our sister. We ought to show it. Amen. Praise God. We ought to reach out. We want to reach out and help somebody. It ought to be in every day in our life. Amen. We ought to, amen, our life ought to be being up on this. Amen. I want to help somebody. Praise God. I want to reach out. I want to do for somebody. Amen. Praise God. I want to show the divine God. Jesus went about. Amen. Feeding the hungry. Amen. Praise God. He went about. Amen. Healing the sick. He went about, amen, praise God, casting out devils. He went about, amen, praise God, and fasting and praying, praise God. Amen. He went about doing these things because he wanted to show, amen, that divine love. Amen. And he wanted, amen, to restrain us that, amen, we can have that, amen, divine love that we might be able to walk. Amen. And his footsteps. As he had left, he said, now I'm going away. And amen. And greater works than these that I do with. Amen. And greater, amen, that you're going to do. Amen. Praise God that we ought to have that divine love. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We ought to talk about our brother. We ought not to, amen, pick and find fault on our brother. Amen. We ought to show, amen, that divine nature of God. Amen. That man, amen, might see Christ Jesus in us. Amen. We ought to see him changing us. Amen. If we used to, amen, hate our brother, if we used to, amen, cut and we used to shoot and we used to do all of these things, and God, they ought to see that we don't do it no more. Amen. Because why you don't do it? Because amen, he that in me that is greater than he that in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened to you? I got to be mad. Love of God. I got it. And walking up and laying up and down within me. Amen. Because he said, amen, that he that is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. And behold, amen, he said, look now, amen, all things become new. eyes. I don't peep fault no more. Amen. I don't sit down and wonder about this one and wonder to be loved no more. Amen. Praise God. All I want to see is the divine, amen, nature of God working in us. Come on and say yeah. He said, woman, if you got to ask me for a thing, I want to say, I'll give you the divine nature. I'll give you living water. And if you drink of my water, you. All the men that are in the city, hallelujah, and she said, amen, you know who the highest to be, you being a Jew, and talking to a Samaria, amen. But Jesus said to us, woman, you didn't ask me for a thing.
I am praying for you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
this prayer of my life, knowing that this is another hour that he's brought me back in the house of prayer. Yes. I thank you, praise God, for being here, because God has brought me from a mighty long way. Hallelujah, I came out to magnify and lift up that mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm feeling good, but I tell you, there's nothing wrong with Jesus. There's nothing wrong with Jesus, and I'm so glad tonight about it. Pray for me as I continue to walk this holy way. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, watch me.
I love the Lord and I want thank God tonight just for being in his presence, for being in the family of God. I give him the glory. I thank God pretty much for me. And I pray for my son going out that way.
Praise God for being here. I thank you, praise God, for my life and for strength. I thank you, praise God, for all these many wonderful blessings. I just thank you, praise God, for waking up this morning. I thank you, praise God, for His Spirit right now. I just thank you, praise God, for the gift of His precious Holy Ghost. I thank you, praise God, for being baptized in His name. I just thank you, praise God, for all He is and all He has done for me. I just thank you, praise God, for all these many wonderful works that Jesus is working out. I just thank and praise God for that song. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. I just thank and praise God for those good things going on in the house of the Lord. And I just thank and praise God, I want to be a part of it. Everything that's going on that God has for me that is good, I want to be a part of it, because there's nothing that is evil. I know that God doesn't have it for me, because the only thing that God has for me is the things that are good. Anything that is evil, anything that is not, of goodness, I know it's of the devil. And I truly don't want to be any kind of part of anything that is like that. I just thank and praise God for how He just continually shining His light upon me. I just thank and praise God for how He just continually just shielding from all seen and unseen accidents, where nobody knows what danger we could have been in, but God saw fit to just bring us out and bring us here one more time.